K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. It's the first time I'm listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to this quote-unquote other K-State podcast every day. All things K-State sports as the fall season is officially underway when this comes out on Saturday, a week. Just 1 week exactly from the Aer Lingus Football Classic in Kansas State, your K-State Wildcats, and the Iowa State Cyclones. Almost forgot the team that we're playing. We're getting too excited, folks, but we should be excited. Should be excited that football is just around the corner in 1 week again, folks. I continue to kind of go through the rest of this depth chart with the positional breakdown in the days, the secondary, and then, of course, with the game being next week, the special teams that we have not talked about will be on Monday or Tuesday coming out. So there you go on that there as well. So thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this podcast, folks, there as well. Yeah, the secondary, folks. And I know there's been a lot of talk listening to other K-State podcasts this week, really for the last several weeks now, trying to get in that football mode that... Well, I'm already in football mode because the baseball team sucks. Well, not K-State, but the Atlanta Braves. But look, the secondary, and everybody's talking about, oh, Iowa State lost and losing these two receivers. They're going to suck ass. Well, according to this rivalry, we have lost to Iowa State 2 years in a row. And look, I'm just keeping it real, right? And everybody's saying, oh, you know, it's going to be and all that. And again, we got to wait until we see this product on the field. And obviously, you hear this saying as well that you can't win games on... Well, everybody can win games football games on paper. Because, look, again, I have pointed this out multiple times on the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, K-State looks good in the 2 deep. And when you look at the secondary... There's some question marks there, obviously, but and I'm high on a couple players there as well, and I'm surprised that VJ Payne came back for another year. Now, again, this secondary, we've been critical to myself and Alex Aiden, really, even though, yes, Joe Klainemann, the defensive coordinator for Kansas State, look, he's did a solid job. But some of these games, when it comes down to players, and I mentioned this before, and I'm saying it again, this secondary is giving us some big plays. And we're to find out, and particularly with, I think, one of the keys, everybody's saying, you know, Iowa State receiver, the guy who plays, we get it by now. Obviously, two pros, we lost them, right? Yeah, we don't know what they got receiver, right? Just like we don't know what we have in the corners, right? And we saw a little bit of that in the Rate Bowl with Zayshon Rich. And I said, I'm high on Zayshon Rich. It's going to be his first official start. So we don't know what's going to happen on that side. And then we don't know on the other side, Donovan McIntosh. Now, I haven't seen him on the field. Now maybe you guys haven't. I haven't. So, again, it's just a fact that if K-State's going to win this game next weekend, it's Iowa State. You're going to have to, this secondary, yeah, again, you're going to get plays here and there, but you cannot allow the big play. Right? So, it would be between these two guys, Mario Fortenberry, that we haven't even talked about him that much, particularly on this podcast. We said his name here and there, but the first time I mentioned his name was when we went through the depth chart the first time on this podcast. So, yeah, Fortenberry, apparently he's in recovery mode as well. So there's a lot of that. Wesley Fair, a part of the Avery Johnson class. We haven't said much about him. Jack Fabris, every time he's around the ball, he seems to make a play. Especially, particularly last year, Tulane comes to mind. Let me see. I know he made a couple plays in spurts in the 2024 season last year. So Jack Fabris has that experience there as well. And the rest of these guys, we don't even know about. A Daniel Cobbs, a Jaden Rowe, Alex's guy, Jane Rowe, was pointing out in the last edition of the bonus content or on Podbean app, Greer 3 is podcast. That's GRIER number 3 EDDID Apostrophe podcast. Again, that's GRIER number 3 EDDID Apostrophe podcast. By the time this episode comes out to the feed, that episode that me and Alex will record, the schedule podcast, should be up. So be out and look out for that this weekend. As part of your listening coverage of the Purple Project podcast, this is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Yeah, we don't even know half of these guys. What are they going to do? And Moyon Fortenberry, by the way, is a transfer. So is Jaden Rowe. And Fortenberry is a sophomore. Rowe is a junior. Maybe I need to do a little bit of research, a little bit more deep diving before next Saturday's game. And then you have Justice Clemens. Apparently changed his last name. It was Justice James for the last couple years. Now it's Justice Clemens. This is the same player. This is the same player, but different last name. And then you have a couple of red shirt freshmen on here, a true freshman, another transfer from the transfer portal in Kuya Moss, and Kenjal Thomas, a red shirt sophomore. Yeah, we got a lot of these names we're not familiar with. And obviously, you lose two top corners in Jacob Parrish and Keenan Garber. We haven't said much about that on this podcast. I know it's been brought up on the 3-Mile podcast I've been listening to the last several weeks. Now, of course, getting myself right for the K-State football season. So you have that. And, of course, Parrish got drafted to, of course, the Atlanta Falcons, the division rival, the Tampa Bay Bucks. So we got to deal with that. Well, so do I. I got to deal with that. But, yeah, so you have that. But, obviously, forgotten this mix, Colby McAllister. He's going to be really good. Obviously, he has all that playing time under Chris Klieman, the head coach of his football team. Got that. Gunnar Maldonado, to transfer from Arizona, which K-State plays Arizona the first quarter of the season as well. So, we don't know what he's going to look like as well. But this secondary, the starting secondary anyways, McIntosh, one side, Rich, on the other side. And if things plan out, again, we're in the NIL era, transfer portal era, right? Both of these corners are sophomores, okay? McAllister is a junior. VJ Payne, the ringleader, back there, back for another season, senior. And then you have Gunnar Maldonado, transfer, also a redshirt senior. So, BJ Payne's a true senior, and Maldonado, transfer, redshirt senior. So again, you look at just those names. So you have Payne, McAllister, Rich. I'm going to throw him in anyways. Yes, he only played one game. And so you could probably say he doesn't have no experience or whatnot, but he got valuable game experience in the Rose Bowl against Rutgers. Wait, but everybody else? And you throw in Justin Clemens in here, too. So everybody else, and Jack Fabris. Everybody else, we don't know. We don't know. So you can probably say the same thing for our secondary. We don't even know who we got to make plays. Just as Iowa State don't know who they got at the receiver position there as well. So it's going to come down to, can you make plays in the secondary? And we know in past defenses that bend and don't break defense. Right? But the secondaries have plenty of times that they have gotten burned on plays. You just can't do that. I don't care who it is. I don't care what Iowa State. I don't care who Iowa State brings out to the table. NFL receipt prospects or true freshmen. You guys stop them. You have to stop them. So that's the task at hand for K-State. That's just look at the secondary for K-State heading into the season where they look to start right against the Iowa State Cyclones, the 22nd. Ranked Iowa State Cyclones in Dublin, Ireland. The Purple Project podcast, All Things K-State Sports. You can get where our podcast found, Freedom Bubble daily, wherever you just record K-State content again, coming at you daily, including the weekends as well. Obviously, other podcasts will come out with content as well, but we are every day, Saturday and Sunday. So make sure you check it out as well. And of course, don't forget, you're going to get my solo reaction just like last year. After within 24-hour range, after every football game, And of course, you'll get Alex's thoughts as well, as we'll fire the Podbean app, our channel over there, every week, starting this week. I know we've been pretty inconsistent with the coverage this summer, but hey, football season is about to begin for Kansas State. And of course, we'll get his thoughts, because by the time we start recording our scheduled podcast, the soccer game opener, home opener, the K-State season opener will be wrapped up between Kansas State late women's soccer against Oral Roberts in that matchup. So might squeeze his thoughts in on that there as well. So again, that will be on ESPN Plus once that comes out there as well. So a lot of excited content on its way, and a lot of excited content being recorded right now. It's been a busy day for the podcast. So yeah, getting down to business for this podcast. So again, every day, K-State, your team, your K-State Wildcats, every single day. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, Pro Punch Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, or listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast as well. And make sure you add this to your collection, library collection of K-State podcasts, folks. That's going to wrap it up for another traditional breakdown episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Special teams will come out Monday or Tuesday. It'll be game week anyway, so probably Tuesday at the latest there as well. And a lot of exciting content to come here on this podcast as K-State fall sports has officially begun. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.